Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tim Malloy with the Quinnipiac Poll joins us on WCBS. Tim, we see Donald Trump still has plenty of support in Republican circles.
The base apparently remains solid. He comes out on top in a race, in the Republican race against DeSantis by a fairly decent little margin. So, yeah, he's still there.
You have looked at some hypothetical general election matchups, assuming that Joe Biden is the Democratic nominee. Tell us about those.
You know, and not surprisingly, at least at the moment, it's a dead tie. I mean, President Biden would get 48, Trump would get 46. So that's a statistical tie. The country is divided, it's polarized, and that's what we're seeing. We're clearly not seeing Trump being badly damaged, at least for now, by all that's swirling around him at all times.
Tell us about the influence of having Ron DeSantis out there, Nikki Haley out there, Mike Pence out there. Do they move the needle at all?
Well, they do at the moment, but as you know, this is just a snapshot in time. This will change quickly. We looked at 14 names of people who may even vaguely be considering running, and it was Trump at 42% and DeSantis 36. Then Nikki Haley way the heck down 5% and Pence at 4, and everybody else. Some names a lot of people don't know, we're getting zip. But, you know, it's so early.
Tim, do voters care much about the classified documents that have been found at the homes of Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, and others?
Steve, here's the thing I think is the most interesting about the entire poll. I think they do. They've been following it, and they made a decision. And the decision is that 69% of them believe that Trump intentionally took those documents out of the White House. At 48% believe that Biden did, and 37% believe that Pence did. So the point being, if there's a culpability issue here, Trump had far more designs on doing it than the others. And some people think it was all just a mistake.
In this Quinnipiac poll, you also measure support for President Biden's handling of everything from Russia's invasion of Ukraine to that Chinese spy balloon. What did you learn?
Well, the spy balloon thing is sort of a split on approval, disapproval, and that's an evolving story, as you know. Response to Russia is about where it's always been, the Ukraine situation. He's actually come up a little bit on as far as handling that, 42% approve, 49% not. Foreign policy doesn't score well, 36-55 in the negative. Economy, of course, inflation is the number one concern, so he does badly there, only 35% approval. And immigration, way down there, 27% approval. So it's the same report card he's been getting. His approval rating did get up to 40, which is okay. So, but it's generally not a terribly good report for him.
All right, Tim Malloy at the Quinnipiac Poll. Tim, as always, thank you for talking with us.
Great being with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.